Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Dace Man Show, episode 130 to be exact. I am your host, Chris the Dace Man Dace, who is ecstatic because starting today, I'm on vacation till the end of the year, and I start to get my life back. Joining us, as always, the crew, but they're not here yet because Blog Talk sucks major monkey balls, and they have to dial in through the site, so I have to stall until they get here. Oh, we've got one joining us from down the hallway, Mr. Frank Ward.
What's up? If you can hear me. I have no idea.
Yeah, you're good this week. Also joining us
for now
from the, well, down the street now, Gibby.
Whoop, whoop.
You always said he was around the corner. Now he really is. Two blocks, take a left.
Yeah. He used to be around the corner, two blocks to the right, or to the left, and then make a left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So just couldn't stay away.
I couldn't, man. I just couldn't. I had to come back.
And wasn't Nick supposed to return tonight?
Yeah. He texted me, like, 2 days ago asking what his Skype name was. But he texted me when I wasn't on my computer, so then I intended on getting back to him, and then, whoops.
Smooth.
Whoop-de-doo.
I'm a good friend.
Networking at its finest. We are
exactly.
Episode 130. The big day is tomorrow. Star Wars:
Woo!
The Force Awakens.
Woo!
Oh, we have a caller. Holy shit, this was early.
I wouldn't get excited.
Is it you?
No, it's not me, but I wouldn't get excited.
Why? It's not. Hello, caller?
Hello?
No.
I tried
to
warn you.
I put it back
you.
On mute. So
but
wait.
I did. I was bored before the show, so I added some clips. So I titled this one Tits' Theme.
Oh, yeah.
What is happening?
It's humpback whale. Or so it's like.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll bring him back.
You've
been dreaming this whole time.
You're
on mute.
I thought you muted her.
I did. I just brought her back, and she was still talking, so I don't think she realized she was mute.
No, I knew I was muted. I was listening to the humpback whales.
Christ. You can kill her.
You think that hurt her ears?
No, it doesn't.
What the hell was that?
Bye-bye.
You're a freaking nature.
What? What? You're not a sound
bye-bye.
Clip, Gibby. What is this bye-bye?
I don't know. I told you I was bored.
Yeah, he was bored.
You went into the studio and added stuff?
Yeah, it's hard to find quality sound clips that are not copyright infringing. And
yeah,
or that you have to cut yourself, which nobody's got time for that.
Truth.
Somebody did. That's most of our studio.
Well, I don't have time. I did have time for that, but not the point. I didn't have time for that.
No. Yes,
I had to
no.
get beer and Arby's.
I'm going to go to sports.
True. I told
sports, you follow sports?
Football's over. On to NHL. The Canadians are leading the Atlantic Division.
Wait.
With 43 points. The Metropolitan Division's led by the Capitals. The Central Division's led by the Stars. And the Pacific Division is led by the Kings. In curling news.
Woo! Curling news!
Mo Brush Madness update. There have been three updates and opinions from Roger Schmidt that nobody gives a fuck about. in the digital special edition that can be found at thecurlingnews.com. And that is...
What about Donald Gashu, or whatever his first name is?
Brad.
Mr. Gashu.
He's still first.
Wait, curling
but the news, update was
curling
November 24th.
Com came back finally?
Yep.
It's been back for like a month. Where you been?
Oh. Not
obviously
here, clearly.
Obviously not following Curly News.
Yeah.
My apologies. I've had a couple things go on.
Not more important than Curly News.
I mean...
No.
A little bit.
No.
They have a newsletter. Oh, my
right?
God.
I think I signed the website or our email up for that. Didn't I, Gibby?
What?
Gibby. Hi.
Gibby, didn't I send you spam?
didn't I sign you up for something?
I've been getting a lot of Twitter stuff.
Well, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
We're up to 105 followers.
We seem to be getting like between 7 to 10 people a week adding us. I don't know why.
Crazy. I mean, is it like the last time where all those weird Brazilian people were adding us and then unfollowed us really fast?
No, but they're probably also not real Twitter. Well, some of them look like real Twitter accounts, but also because I could be shamelessly cheap plugging through the trends. Like
cheap
right now,
bugs.
Like Freddie Gray is trending, so I'm going to go listen in, #BlackLivesMatter Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Link.
There we go. That sound like something we would do here at the Daysland Show.
No.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Again, bad publicity is still publicity.
It is true.
Whatever it takes.
Just look at Donald Trump. He's a prime person for that.
Exactly. So even if we're hated, at least people know of us to hate us.
Yes.
Okay.
So NFL did actually happen. On Thursday, December 10th, the Cardinals beat the Vikings 23-20.
It was a good game. I'll give them a chance. They tried, at least. Unlike
effort.
They did against the Seahawks.
Sunday, December 13th, saw the Rams beat the Lions 21-14. The Panthers destroyed the Falcons 38-0. The team that shall not be named beat the Bears.
Hemorrhoids. Oh, no.
You were off. 24-21.
Mercer.
The Eagles beat the Bills 23-20.
Agent.
The Niners beat the Browns, or fell to the Browns, 24-10. The Saints beat the Buccaneers that have Mercer 24-17.
Perfect.
The Seahawks beat the Ravens 35-6. The undefeated Kansas City Chiefs beat the San Diego Chargers 10-3. The Jaguars beat the Colts 51-16. They just fucking annihilated them. Jets beat the Titans 30-8. Steelers beat the Bengals 33-20. The Raiders beat the Broncos 15-12. The Packers beat the Cowboys 28-7. The Patriots beat the Texans 27-6. And to cap off Monday night's game, the Giants beat the Dolphins 31-24.
Did I miss the Bears?
Yeah.
The Bears.
It's herpes instead of Bears.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that's why I said you missed your cue.
I think that's when he said hemorrhoids, actually.
Related note to the team that shall not be named.
Yep.
What is it, Spectacular Six, Ridiculous Six, or Stupid Six? That Adam Sandler movie on Netflix?
It's awful.
Yeah.
I'm only like halfway through. It's not funny, but it's super racist.
And it's awful.
Mm. Yeah.
Funniest thing has to be Steve Zahn, and he's not funny. I don't want you.
But time's so sad. That cast should be funny.
They had everybody who ever did a comedy ever.
Exactly.
Ever.
But
and
yet
they still fucked it up.
They weren't given funny lines or what? Did Adam Sandler
actually
be like, here, read this?
The funniest one was the guy from Lost, the fat guy, and he did not speak English.
Yeah.
He's a fat guy that just grumbled and grunted, and he was the funniest one.
Yeah, the guy without lines was the funniest.
Yeah. Fuck, he's going to do it over there.
Wait, wait, wait. So his part was Dan Rapp, a fat guy who mumbled and grumbled.
Wait a minute. Why did we fight her again?
She just called in, and you guys got excited thinking we had a caller, and I tried to warn you, and you didn't listen.
Did you tell her?
You're in the studio. You could have hit the X button.
You guys can hit it right now.
He's not wrong. Time for Weird News with
Gibby.
Hello? quickly.
I'm confused. No curling
news? Why are you confused?
We did
the curling news, Gibby. Keep up.
Yeah. Gashu's still leading the North.
Gashu.
Yeah, baby. Whoever he is.
Brad Gashu, only the greatest curling player of our time.
Obviously, I just didn't know.
Well, you better know.
Yeah, you fucker.
Yeah.
God damn it, Gibby.
Gibby.
Fucker.
All right.
Mr. Potato Head.
What?
Vader? Nothing.
Yep. Are you opening up that thing that you got?
You said Vader. He said Vader. I heard him.
Is that a special one that you actually, bought separately?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, Gibbs.
Darth Vader,
hey,
Mr. Potato Head!
Yay!
They came out with those, 10 years ago.
Okay, I got one for free.
Too short.
Yeah, obviously. All right, guys. A mind detection system.
A what?
A mind detection system developed by the United States Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Invested nearly $700 million in 16 years.
That's a lot
years.
Of money.
Cannot complete its most basic function, according to the Pentagon's Weapon Testing Office.
Neither can SAP. It's okay.
The Remote Mine Hunting System, or RMS, was developed by the Navy new Littoral Combat Ship. But the Defense Department Office of
You don't
Operation
need a scarf? What kind of fairy are you?
An evaluation said the drone hunting technology was unable to consistently identify and destroy underwater.
You say fanny pack?
Yeah.
What, they send you a queer starter kit? Wait, am I allowed to
what
say that word?
What are you doing?
Am I not allowed to say that word? Can I say that word? Have we had a talk?
I said it already. We're
yeah,
in trouble.
Yeah, pretty much. You're already screwed. But wait, what are you doing?
I said fairy. I didn't say the other F word that I'm not allowed.
Dace.
I'm assuming it's a box that he's opening.
He's discovering himself. Just let him go.
But what is it? Is it like a loot crate? What is it?
It's a loot crate. Star Wars Special Edition.
A Kylo Ren coffee mug! I didn't even drink coffee!
you didn't even... You missed your chance to buy it.
Yeah, sorry.
You don't need coffee.
The Navy has determined the RMS total number of failures and periodic... of failures fall short of the design requirements for that system. Dun, dun, dun.
Hey, hey, hey.
All I heard
what
was
are you
failures
dun, dun, dun.
About 6 times.
We have a clip for that, Gibby.
Then start playing them.
Well, I didn't. You
Yo.
Didn't give me a chance to play it. So
all
read
right,
that
guys.
Line again. Read the line
gonna...
again. Read the line again. Read it.
The Navy determines that the RMS total number of failures periodically of failures fall short of design requirements for the system. So basically, that's $700 million of taxpayers' money well spent, guys.
What'd you say?
Huh.
Sounds like it.
All right, we're going to go to Jersey, guys. Haddon Township.
Isn't that right there?
A man
yes,
is
it's
facing
literally around the corner.
Kidnapping charges, grand theft auto, and other charges after he allegedly stole a limousine with riders in it.
Is that why Nick's not on the show?
According to Anthony Almenda,
Andrew
5, told police that he took a limousine with two women in it Thursday night to be funny.
Victor.
But
did he know the women were in it?
I have no
were
idea.
Were they drunk?
Oh, my God. He was charged with kidnapping, false imprisonment, grand theft auto, resisting arrest without violence, it said. According to a report, the women screamed to be let out of the vehicle and feared for their safety.
Were they drunk?
Who isn't drunk, okay? God.
Gibby, just because you're a raging alcoholic doesn't mean everyone else is.
Right?
Obviously.
Totally.
Frank,
what?
You
hey,
do
what,
realize
what,
you
what,
had
what,
to go over the pump there,
correct? Go on, Gibby.
Gibby, Allie's little brother's calling your name.
Tennis star Serena Williams has been spotted getting into a cab to the finish line of her own 5K run which was raising funds for her charity foundation. Williams was seen stopping near the 2-kilometer mark of Serena Williams' live Ultimate Run South Beach 2015 event in Miami, where she jumped into a taxi. The car then sped to the finish line. Her sister, Venus, who was also taking part in the charity one, was able to complete the run to the end.
She cheated. She got tired, hailed a cab, who picked up a black woman, which is crazy. I mean, is good because Black Lives Matter. And she took her to the finish line. That's what happened.
Serena was one of 3,000 runners pounding the pavements along the course along Ocean Drive and through the Art Deco district of Miami Beach. The 34-year-old top athlete was wearing an orange Nike t-shirt, black legging sneakers for the run, but added a touch of her signature style with sparkling earrings and matching ring. She appeared to start the run well on Sunday morning, but by around the 2-kilometer mark, witnesses at the event said they saw her climbing into a yellow cab.
Are they sure they weren't just confused? You know, they all look alike type thing?
Maybe.
Even though she's kind of an Amazonian woman, so should stand out.
It is not known why. It is not yet known why Williams used a cab to complete the majority of today's charity run, but it is likely that a previous playing injury is to blame. In October, the top-ranking player announced she was taking the rest of the year off to recover from a series of injuries.
Turf toe. It's always turf toe.
Oh, obviously. Yes.
Sorry, there's a small child dying in the background.
Thank God. Kill him.
All right,
guys.
Boom.
Legendary drinker Yossi Dominguez, 67, looked unsteady on his feet before his unwise decision to leap into the crowd. He had a metal barrier as he jumped, and he had to be helped to his feet by roadies who yanked up his trousers, which had come down as the crowd surfed him in pain to the corner of the stage. He stood breathless in front of fans for a few seconds, holding his hands up in an apparent apology before wincing and collapsing into the arms of an aide as he was led away with his bottom crack showing. His guitar...
Ooh, what kind of thing?
Because I ripped my pants!
Yay.
His guitarist, accustomed to his excesses after nearly 40 years on the road, carry on playing, and even appeared to share a joke as the drama unfolded. Yossi, frontman of a hard rock band Los Chavez, English for the soft ones, ended up being carted off to the hospital for a checkup, although he said to be doing okay. Stage dive, baby! Yeah!
Woo!
Just failing at life. That's how most things get done, right?
Yeah, that's the way I see it.
Why is this stuff not loading? All right.
I don't know.
What happens, guys, when you mix Christmas shopping and alcohol?
Uh-oh, retard alert! Retard alert, class! Murder.
Five wonderfully bizarre things people buy when they're drunk.
That got dark quick.
What?
You didn't hear the voice?
No.
Uh-oh, the voices are telling me something. Yes? Who?
Number one. Childhood games.
Is that John Mayer?
Drinking
My murdering John
a
Mayer.
Grown-up sport, but it seems we all look back to childhood after a few, and some of us aim to recreate happy memories with a spot of online shopping.
Happy endings?
Yes. So here are some tweets from people. Bambi just rocked up at my house with 200 bouncy balls he bought online while he was drunk. Period, period, period.
Dude, Dace would do that sober.
Yeah, he's not wrong.
My stepdad bought an Xbox online when he was drunk last night. We now have three in our house. Dun,
who,
dun.
Why is he bitching?
I don't know. Number two.
Why is that
Xbox
dumb,
and not a PlayStation?
Number two, guys. Number two. Dangerous
number two?
Animals.
Wait. When what? The fuck did you get a list? You don't get to list things.
Too bad.
Is that
too
what
bad.
You're doing?
Yeah,
I didn't even
catch on.
Fuck
the fuck.
Jesus Christ. I steal everyone's second. Don't worry about it.
Fine,
drunk
fine.
People
no, go ahead. Go ahead.
Love animals. As the London Zoo learned to its cost. But what soulized? I don't know what the hell that means. Shoppers is buying surprisingly varied. My cousin,
surprise, motherfucker.
Cousin was drunk and online shopping it, and apparently she bought herself a turtle. So now she has a pet turtle. My
I
older
like
brother got drunk last night and bought an African bird online.
Frank, can you get drunk and buy a penguin?
I got drunk.
I'm surprised
then.
I have it.
Then I bought goats online.
I might have.
Forgot about it. My roommate woke up with this. He was pissed.
With what?
And it's
is there a
goats.
Picture there Bloomberg and you're
said,
not explaining
said,
it?
Two goats in
Frank,
a box.
Frank, Bloomberg wants us to get drunk and buy an otter.
Okay.
Alright. This guy shared stories from the weekend, and one guy said that his roommate got a little drunk this weekend and bought a baby alligator online.
Don't you have to, like, sign waivers and shit before you buy a live animal? Or do you just click the checkbox, like, yeah, I won't kill it or eat it?
Number three. Shoes.
Wait, weren't you at, like, number two, like, a half hour ago?
I am going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay? Shoes.
I don't understand. Okay.
Number four.
I don't understand this list. But go
musical
on.
Instruments. Five.
What?
Things you would never expect. Da, da, da! I don't feel like reading all these tweets, man. I didn't realize how many tweets were in here.
Yeah, see, lists are tough, aren't they, jackass? It's not as easy as everybody thinks. You just don't go out and pick a list and start reading the goddamn list. No, you got to keep people entertained and listening. And it's just not that easy.
Oh, my God. All right. What is the worst thing you ever bought online when drunk or high? Number one answer. Named a star after your boyfriend / girlfriend. Of all the things I've bought online while drunk, I think a plane ticket to New York City takes the cake. You know when you remember you were drunk last night and you started buying crap on Amazon? Really? No one needs this.
It might have happened.
My bank.
I'm going to Cozumel.
My bank emailed me to tell me I bought a blowtorch. I bought a blowtorch online last night while drunk. In case you're wondering what life with me is like.
Something terrible, and you should die.
One day I want you
via
to
the
study punctuation.
Yeah, that too.
What?
Well, it's Twitter, so I doubt there's any punctuation.
Fair enough.
You know, have we still not used that taser?
No.
Oh, keep talking, I'll use it.
Yeah. Pretty sure we can use it on you.
No.
We have a volunteer.
We do.
No.
Uh-huh.
Just
did.
No.
Yeah,
I did not sign up for this.
Who wants to get tased? Okay, Trish, go ahead. See? Clearly
for the rules.
All right, guys. John Edward Pardee, 62, of Gonzales, Texas, was held on $1 million bond Monday night in Woods County Jail on two felonies, counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon and one count of mischief. Injury to property valued at more than $1,000.
More than $1,000?
Video is released Monday showing an angry man ramming his pickup truck through the lobby and into the front desk at an Oklahoma hotel as two women dive for safety at the last second.
This is what
oh
you get
God.
When you don't supply breakfast!
The incident occurred Thursday in the town of Alva, about 110 miles northwest of Oklahoma City. No one was injured, but the lobby of the Alva Comfort Inn and Suites was severely damaged. The full video from the security camera was provided to NBC News by Kingston Christian, the hotel manager. In it, the driver of a 2006 Sierra GMC first be seen taking with a police officer. What the fuck is that shit? That's not even a right sentence, but whatever. The video then shows him slam the truck into drive and race through the front entrance into the front desk where two women frantically dive for safety. The driver was identified by police as Parsley, backs up, stops, and pulls back into the lobby. He says something to the women, gets out of the truck, and calmly walks back to the entrance with his hands raised. So the cops are already there. The cops literally watch him drive through, by the way. I think it's pretty funny. Then has the balls to throw it to reverse and then drive forward again. Yes. All right. An East Bay woman visited a Dick's Sporting Goods last week and asked a store employee about buying 8 boxes of ammunition for her AR-15. 2 days later on Friday, Sim Sangha received an unwelcome visit by 2 police officers. The store employee had alerted them, police said. Now 24-year-old Fairmont's residents is accusing the store of racially profiling. I don't know if it is because of my skin color or that I am Indian, she said. I am not a Muslim, but even if I were, that's no reason to call the police to my home instantly. Dun dun. No?
How is that a dun 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 moment?
Come on. She's an Indian.
To use it.
Looks like a Muslim.
I don't care.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to use it.
All right, guys. This is one for all the ladies out there. One woman says that while she was paying off her title loan, she was offered discounts and interest breaks in exchange for nude photos.
Ooh.
While she asked to remain anonymous, she shared her story in a dirty text with KOB. First payment I went in and made. I got a text from the manager and it said, I wanted to taste you. I was shocked, she said.
Does that work? Can you just say that to girls? How do you get her number?
No, you can't. It's weird if we're going to run away.
More texts came throughout the last year. If I get some sexy pictures, I could give you a few months half off, one text read. The woman claimed the manager of the Albuquerque title loan shop offered her deals on her title loan, but they came at a price. Another text, I want a show. And another, what will a $500 show get me? At first, the woman tried to brush off the text, but when she started receiving them more often, she says she only sent a photo back once, a tamer photo, but quickly knew it wasn't going to be enough. So she actually sent him a photo. What an idiot. The response read, I want to see it all, please. I want to see all of you, please. I won't show anyone. She tried to keep her response professional, only dealing with the amount owed or when she would pay. She says the text did eventually stop a month ago when the manager moved on to a new job. However, she can't forget what he did. I think it's legit, guys.
Poor thing. You know, I wish I could pay off my car by flashing a little skin. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, really. Jeez.
I mean, you could flash some skin, but it may not pay off your car, though.
I wish that I could pay off my car by flashing some skin.
But the problem is no one wants to see that, Frank.
That was my point.
I'm just reiterating your point. No one wants to see that.
Wow. All right, guys. I got one more story for you.
Yay!
Texas plumber was flooded with threats after his old truck, still embolized with his company's name, was seen driven by ISIS thugs in Syria. Has armed himself and is suing a Ford dealer.
That was the moment.
Okay. I was waiting for you to play the clip. What can I say?
You didn't pause. Well, I didn't have a chance. My finger's not on that button.
You're reading Mark, so boring that people just fade off and don't hear what you're saying.
My finger's on this button.
What?
Okay.
I've been waiting for the moment to use it. What?
Just add Mark, baby clips.
Yes. They're creepy.
Mark.
And invoke nightmares.
Mark.
John Cena!
Mark Oberhertz of Mark One Plumbing said a jihad tweet of a photo of a fighter shooting an aircraft gun on the Ford 2000.
John Cena!
F-50 in December 2014 with his company's logo and phone number still visible.
John Cena!
Calls started pumping in up to 200 a day. There were calls calling us terrorists or traitors, threatening. We are going to come down there and do this.
We will not negotiate with terrorists.
We had numerous death threats, the 52-year-old from Gavinas County told the police.
It sucks to be you, nerd.
December 2013, Oberhertz's son went to Auto Nation Ford Goff Freeway in Houston to trade in the 05 truck for the 2012 model. As he began to peel the company's decal off the door, the salesman told him it would ruin the paint and let them handle it, claims in the lawsuit filed on Wednesday. He was hunting in South Texas when his secretary called to say reporters wanted to know why his truck was being driven by ISIS terrorists. Homeland Security officers questioned Oberhertz, and the FBI warned him to protect himself. He now always carries a gun. I lost work out of it, he said. Nothing that while his regular clients knew he was a good guy, he has struggled to get new business. Now the plumber wants $1 million in damages from the dealer who sold the truck to a company in Turkey in 2013. Yesterday I ran into a guy I used to work with for the first time in 5 years. Sell any trucks to Syria lately? He asked. Everybody thinks it's funny, but it's not, he said. That's all I got for you guys today.
Yay!
Uh-huh. I know.
Yay.
It's all up a second. All good, I know.
Yay. It's over.
Yay.
It was so painful.
There's no pain there.
Is this like giving childbirth?
Bum, 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 bum.
Following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Wait a minute.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Nobody can save you.
Yes, welcome to Frank's Corner. Since Gibby decided to steal my list type thing, and for the sake that it is Star Wars week,
boo. I mean, yay.
I thought I would play a little game, since it originated in my corner, of Who Said It Star Wars Edition. Yay!
Oh,
no, what? No, wrong.
And it's over, guys.
Why would that be a bad thing? Why'd you hit the outro?
Because we only do good shows.
Hey,
good shows. Come on, man. Step your game up.
I don't understand why you're hating on the Star Wars. I don't understand. I thought this would be fun for the whole family. I thought it would be a good idea. Because because like tomorrow's Star Wars. People are excited. Figured that this would be a fun game that people can play along with at home to see how much they remember from Star Wars. If they know it as well as they think. And for you guys,
I don't know it at all, man.
Yeah. So.
Next list, please. Thank you.
No, what? Hey. You're a douchebag. Yeah, Gibby. Fucking douchebag. Oh. No. Can I finish? Can I finish? Let me finish. Can I finish? All right. Shall we begin? Can I?
No.
Can I get a hell yeah or something? Like, something?
Boo.
Nope. Oh. Can you give me a little sign? Little button click or something? Some not the outro in.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, you're good? You got that all out of your system?
It's out of my system now. My finger actually started hurting from clicking it so much.
Definitely not.
Good.
Job of the Hutt. Point.
If there's a bright center to the universe, you're the planet that's farthest from it. Was that Luke Skywalker, Jar Jar Binks, or Anakin Skywalker?
Anakin.
No, it was Luke.
So really? Who the hell did he say that to?
Yeah, really?
I don't know. That didn't give me this out. It was Luke.
You can't have a game if you don't have the facts backing it. There's no way Luke said that. He didn't have a love interest.
Yeah, I was going to say, who the hell would he say it to? Was it like in a book or something?
What? God damn, you guys make me fat check this kind of shit?
Yeah, I'm going to make you fat check it. Bullshit.
You're the one coming up with these crazy
shit. I did not write this quiz myself.
He did. Stone him! Ban him, my lord! Ban him!
Alright, yeah. So here we go. And copy. Go over to Skype. Go over to you guys that we have the group chat into. There you go. Okay? Shut up!
Question it.
What kind of obscure quote is that? Stupid. Okay.
So what's the next one?
I'm rather embarrassed, General Solo, but it appears that you are to be the main course at a banquet dinner or a banquet in my honor. I ruined that one. I'm rather embarrassed, General Solo. It appears that you are to be the main course at a banquet in my honor. Is that Yoda? Princess Leia, or C-3PO?
C-3PO.
C-3PO.
He's translating for Jabba.
I was going to say Jabba, but you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to throw it off and say Yoda.
No, it's C-3PO, which I really feel like that's unfair, because in a way it's Jabba saying it, but technically, physically it's 3PO, but not emotionally.
I thought it was Jabba, but you didn't say it in the Jabba dialect, so that's what would throw me off.
Yeah, I haven't perfected that yet. Again, I'm bad with accents.
You could just, you know what? Just record what you're saying on Snapchat and use the slowdown feature.
There you go. Great idea.
Why do these quotes have to be so long?
And obscure.
You would prefer another target, a military target? Then name the system. I grew tired of asking this, so it would be
General
the last time
Tarkin.
I asked, where is the rebel
General
base?
General Tarkin.
Good job.
What are the options?
Dace already got it. How could you question him as he yells it before I finish the first sentence?
Just move on to the next
one. I don't fucking know.
Because you're not, you suck.
I'm aware.
It's not impossible. I used to bullseye womp rats in my T-16.
Luke, next.
Yeah,
back home, they're not much bigger than 2 meters. Yeah, it was Luke. Talking about how he can fly and shit.
Like, yep. I watched these movies 6 times before tonight. Let's go.
Attachment is forbidden. Possession is forbidden. Compassion, which I would define as unconditional love, is essential to the Jedi life. So you might say that we are encouraged to love.
Anakin.
Anakin.
Look at you not even needing the choices. Oh, this one's super, super easy. You think Tits could actually get this?
There's a lot
aren't
of beef
you a little
to poop.
Aren't you a little short to be a stormtrooper?
Leia!
I'm giving her time. Okay, there you go.
Aw, good girl. Zoidberg, scratch your belly.
Zoidberg's not in the room. I'm outside with the dog.
Smack her the nose with a piece of paper.
JC, scratch your belly. Tell her good girl. You can't win. Oh, really? You can't win, Darth. Strike me down and I will become more powerful than you.
Obi-Wan Kenobi!
Yep.
To be angry is to be human. Do you
Yoda.
Need choices?
No. To be angry is to be human.
That
was
like
that Padme, Han Solo, or Yoda?
Oh, Padme.
Yoda!
Yeah, it would have to be Padme. I would say Padme.
Padme.
Damn it!
The dark side of the Force is the pathway to many abilities some consider to be
Chancellor
unnatural.
Palpatine.
Unnatural. Shut him up or shut him down.
I'm gonna say
yeah. The Han man.
Apparently Kel Mitchell now.
You look strong enough to pull the ears off of a Gundark.
I didn't hear you, what?
You look strong enough to pull the ears off a Gundark.
The fuck is a Gundark?
Mm-hmm.
I just
don't know who said
Leia.
I could be saying it wrong because I accents and words
is
and letters. Luke, Han, or Leia?
Leia.
Luke.
It was Han.
Han. I think it was one of those. So. Hmm.
Do you need me to send you the source on this one too, or are you guys good?
No. But he's saying it to Chewbacca, right?
It doesn't give me context. It just gives me the quote and then who said it. Well, choices, and then the answer to who said it, but yeah. It's a fucking BuzzFeed quiz. What do you expect, all right?
Oh, this is bald.
But to be fair, I'm not on BuzzFeed, but it's obviously a BuzzFeed quiz that this site just stole. But I'll take it. If you don't get this one, you might as well just throw your head under a lawnmower. I can't believe I forgot what a lawnmower was. It's not even
watching.
So let me try. If you get this wrong, just throw your head under a lawnmower. You're done. You shouldn't even pretend to like Star Wars.
Watto.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Scruffy-looking? Who's scruffy-looking? We're finishing the quote, right? No? Okay. Princess Leia.
Yeah. Good job.
Leia.
Gibby? Is it lawnmower time?
I'm going to say Chewbacca. How's that sound great?
He said Chewy.
So, yep.
Chewy,
one more, Gibbs. Lay down. It's time. Someone must have told them all about my little maneuver at the Battle of Tanab.
Lando Calrissian.
It's on Cloud City, right? Is when he says that?
Yeah.
Jedi when he's talking to Han about going on.
That was it? Only 13 fucking questions?
That's how most of them are that go through Facebook.
Most of them are original. Like, two that weren't original.
Damn it.
So I won, right? You said you bought the one.
Yeah. Well, Daze, you obviously won hands down tenfold.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you. I'm surprised you didn't do, what the hell did they just, they just released the most searched things on Google.
They did?
The top 20 Google searches were released.
It's fine, we have another show before New Year's Eve, you can do that then.
Oh, okay. Time for celeb news then.
We have two
oh, yeah.
for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we do.
We have, New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. Eve.
Yeah, you are correct, sir.
Thank you.
Correct,
sir. I have a calendar at my disposal.
You do?
It's on my computer.
Mine's behind me. Oh, there's one on the computer. I don't know how Windows 10 works, so I don't fucking know where my calendar is anymore.
Hey, hey, thanks to Windows 10, my mic magically works again.
Thanks
zero issues this
10,
show.
I stopped doing drugs. That's like how you said it, Frank.
What the hell is wrong with this woman?
I don't know what happened.
A lot, but that's besides the point.
So, okay. Anyway, Dace, you were saying?
What was I saying?
I just saw a thing that Adam Sandler doesn't care about ratings.
What happened?
I said I just saw a post, it was a tweet, that Adam Sandler doesn't give a fuck about ratings.
Clearly.
Well, that's obvious by his last couple movies.
Yeah,
you know
was on Howard Stern.
You know what's actually pretty good? That's on Netflix that just released this month? Real Rob. It's the Rob Schneider Show.
Really?
And it's actually pretty funny. I couldn't stop laughing at it.
Weird.
Mainly because people just keep fucking with Rob Schneider as he's trying to make his own show for CBS.
So it's not him being funny, it's
well, like Norm MacDonald shows up and they're talking, there's like episode 2, Norm shows up and they're talking about vasectomies and how it could cause dementia, and the entire time Norm keeps forgetting that he's talking to Rob Schneider, and he ends the conversation with, he goes, "So don't tell anyone, but I'm meeting with Rob Schneider because he's getting his balls cut off. Gotta go." And he walks away from Rob Schneider. It's great. And his assistant's a fucking idiot, which is hilarious. It's actually a decent show. It's an 8-episode run for about 40 minutes each. And his wife is super hot.
There we go.
Must be the money.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's got it. Well, his wife was a successful producer over in Telemundo. And she's actually starring in the show with him. She's really fucking hot.
Fuck! Damn it, that hurt.
But it's a decent show. I would check it out. The Ridiculous 6, terrible.
So you tell me don't finish it?
Yeah, it's god-awful. And the Trailer Park Boys special from Austin, Texas is pretty good. The ending is a great
tale. Wait, what's god-awful?
Ridiculous 6.
Your face.
And that.
Ridiculousness?
Ridiculous
6.
Oh.
Safe.
I can't hear anything. I'm deaf.
Safe.
I'm almost done Jessica Jones.
Wow.
Get with it.
Like,
wait, why'd you say wow?
Because I finished that November 2nd, or whatever the fucking thing came
again,
out.
Again, I've had a lot go on in the past 3 weeks.
It's Netflix. There's always time for Netflix.
Yeah,
when
you're on the
Uber,
Uber
too.
Do you need me to go into
Netflix.
What was going on in my life?
No, I'm good.
Yeah,
you're on the, when you
please,
still,
as long
no,
as you
shut
start
up.
Crying.
I don't care about
long
would you like
start
to know,
crying.
Gibby?
Yeah.
I had an uncle enough to die a funeral to go to my grandmother in the hospital.
When you're on the shitter, pull out your phone, Netflix app, catch a little bit of an episode. Done deal.
Exactly.
No time needed.
So there is plenty of time, for what I'm hearing.
How does everybody else
so
talk?
No, a death in my family is no big deal. It's fine.
No, yeah, just while you're at the funeral.
Did you come here for sympathy? Did
them.
You really come here
no,
for sympathy?
No, I didn't.
I would not be telling it to Gibby.
Or empathy, or whatever. Is that what it is? Empathy?
I couldn't talk to Gibby about it, because he's just going to make you feel worse about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whenever somebody dies that I know, I just tell Gibby that I dropped a cake. So this way he only makes fun of me being fat and that I had a cake that I dropped. Gibby, I dropped
fat
a cake.
Ass.
See?
Fucking fat.
Well, no, who
it
died?
It didn't help that my grandma went into the hospital a few days later, so there's that.
You could have watched
cake.
Some with her.
You should have said.
She has nothing else to do.
Oh, my God. You should have said you dropped a second cake.
Is that a cupcake?
You do not see how this works. She has dropped 2 cakes in a month. Leave her alone, Gibby.
Thank you.
Gibby,
thank
I spilled
you.
The beer. Oh, no.
Yeah, there it is. I spilled beer.
You can't spill beer? What kind of party foul is that?
There's a fucking tear now. He's got a tear in his eye.
I'm sorry.
Man,
so sorry.
That poor beer, man. That poor beer didn't stand a chance.
Oh! I just kicked the dog in the face.
Thank God. Maybe you can make him stupid.
It's a har.
I hear Allie yelling in the background, so obviously you pissed her off for kicking the dog. In
dude,
celebrity
outside,
news.
Wait. Huh? I'm outside and she's inside. What did you hear in the background?
I heard someone yelling at you, which is not uncommon.
It's not.
No, that's probably residual memory because there's no one else outside with me.
When someone is yelling at someone, was it you, Gibby? Were you getting yelled at?
Probably. The one I get yelled at.
It's celeb news. Bill Hader and actor Ben Schwartz have created the voice
of the droid BB-8 in Star Wars The Force Awakens. The credits of the film revealed that Hayter and Schwartz were BB-8 vocal consultants. Hayter told HitFlix he used a sound effect iPad app and a talk box to create the voice. So you're in for a treat tomorrow, because Bill Hayter and Ben Schwartz are part of Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Woo!
Star Wars The Force Awakens has surpassed the 100 million in pre-sales, according to reports. Yours truly is going tomorrow night with Franklin.
Woo!
Atlantic City. Kiki Palmer.
We have two tickets to give away now. Be the 18th
just
caller
one.
At 760. What?
Just one. I must have sent the text to someone else, or I just didn't hit send. Matt Robb's going.
Oh.
Yeah. I forgot to hit send.
That'll happen.
We have one ticket.
All right, we have one ticket to give away to the 18th caller at 760-512-7247. Call in with the keyword go gadget tickets.
Yes.
I like how he was hesitant on that.
I didn't really have my mouth was going faster than my brain, so I didn't know what I was going to say.
Isn't that like your entire life, though?
It's a surprise to everybody, including me. Ooh.
In League of Legends news, something to get Gibby's taint whistled.
If that's all right.
A player called Froggen died using a teleportation spell in a match with Doublelift. These are apparently two all-stars in League of Legends. And it was in a semi-final main event match. Two had a rematch, and Froggen did the same fucking thing again. Doublelift won a third match in a standard fashion. So if you know who those two people are, apparently this idiot kept clicking the wrong hotkey. Kelly Cuoco, who just recently got divorced 3 months ago, is already dating again. Cuoco, who is 30.
No.
That's classy.
Is with
very
Blackthorn. Blackthorn stars in Arrow as Detective Lance, who is age 46. They started the relationship recently, according to Us Weekly. Cuoco announced her divorce from her husband, Ryan Sweeting, in September.
She's
not like
old.
She's got a lot of money or something.
When did she get old?
She's old. Stupid haircut made her age.
She's old.
She's only 3 years older than me.
Yeah, she's 30.
Tina Fey told Howard Stern on SiriusXM Radio Monday that Colin Quinn used the C word in a voicemail to her while they both worked on the show together. The two made up at the SNL 40th anniversary special, according to Fey. I'm not sure.
Right?
Colin Quinn is kind of a douche, so I'm not surprised at that.
Couch.
Yes.
Calamity.
Called her a couch. Ghostbusters. The all-female cast has released its official photo featuring the four actresses with Melissa McCarthy, Kate McKinnon, Kristen Wiig, and that ogre Leslie Jones. Standing in the hotel lobby, the movie directed by Paul Feig will open in theaters July 22nd, 2016. For those of you with Spotify, you have the option to go on and see what your playlist tells you about yourself when it comes to Star Wars.
I don't. Oh, when it comes to Star Wars. Okay, I'm back in.
If you listen, pro tip, and I'll just tell you flat out because I got the same thing. If you listen to a lot of 80s hair metal, then you're going to get Chewbacca. Which I'm calling bullshit because half the songs they said I listened to, I haven't listened to recently. But then it showed me a lot of Van Halen, and I guess that kind of makes sense. But I've been listening to Nope, they're probably right. I got Chewbacca. So if you got Spotify and you're connected through Facebook, you can check out to see what character you get in the Star Wars universe. Again, yours truly got Star Wars, even though he listens to Fett's Vet all the time. Song about Boba Fett. Dark Souls 3. The game's day one edition box art shows a kneeling man in armor holding a sword, according to its Amazon listing. The edition is set to launch a PS4 and Xbox One on April 12th, 2016. In the theme of Star Wars, if you have Google Chrome on your phone and Google Chrome on your desktop, you can play a game called Lightsaber Escape, the Google browser game that turns smartphone into a Star Wars weapon. The Lightsaber Escape first asks players to visit a website on their mobile phones before starting the game. Once calibrated, the phone acts as a lightsaber and is used to fight virtual stormtroopers.
That's
check that
fun.
Out. I just lost all my co-hosts, so
it sounds like a battery drainer.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yes.
Have you downloaded it?
I have. I tried it at work, but it was blocked. So, kind of just, you know. There's a hashtag going around right now, Whites Against Trump. The hashtag was used after comedian asked white voters to take responsibility for Trump. Quote, I don't care if you had no plans to vote for Trump. If you're white, he is your problem above all else, according to Kamal Bell, who posted on Facebook. The hashtag emerged during Tuesday's GOP debate.
Is it? Is that like the
kind of... for him, you have to take responsibility for Flavor Flav. Stop that, dude.
I was going to say, is that like to counteract the whole, like, all Muslims are terrorists type deal? Like, okay, then whites, all whites are Trump? Is that what's happening here?
I feel like we still win because Trump hasn't bombed the building.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just saying.
All right.
It's kind of an annoying hashtag. Like, I wasn't going to vote for him, but kind of want to vote for him now. And then
because
like,
people are telling you not to?
Yeah, don't tell me what to do. I'm going to vote for Trump. Clairol, the first black transgender model, had her face on company's hair box in 1970s. Tracy Africa Norman landed on an exclusive contract with Clairol in, well, it says, quote, Africa, so maybe that's her nickname.
Oh. That's
racist.
She did it to herself. In the mid 70s. She appeared on the company's Born Beautiful hair color box for number 512 Dark Auburn, the cut quarterly reports. I don't know what the hell that shit was. Dan Blazarian, a social media personality, endorsed Donald Trump. I don't know who the fuck that guy is, but according to him, he said, you have to respect the people who remain unfiltered, Blazarian said of Donald Trump on social media after posting a picture with him on Instagram Wednesday or tonight. Bill O'Reilly, the Fox News host, criticized Donald Trump over his position on Muslim immigration. Quote, if you say no Muslims can come here from overseas, you're hurting the USA's position against ISIS, O'Reilly said on Wednesday on his show on the O'Reilly Factor. If you live in the city or a school district of Philadelphia, some schools may close due to budget crisis. The district's ability to pay... ability to pay bills and keep schools open without additional loans is in jeopardy after January 29, 2016. Superintendent William Height said officials are in talks to approve a budget. They've been in talks since...
For like a year?
Yeah.
They've been in talks like for 10 years.
Yeah.
They keep closing more and more schools there.
Hey guys, should we have a budget and like figure this out? Nah, just wait till next month.
It's the same with our government's budget. They just keep pushing that back.
Speaking of that, Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, announces a $1.1 trillion tax and government funding deal. Ryan said Tuesday that an agreement was reached at the House Republicans Conference on a bill that would fund the government through September and would suspend two major Obamacare taxes. Yeah. Rand Paul, GOP candidate, claims Donald Trump's terrorist policy violates the Geneva Convention. Paul said Tuesday that Trump's proposal to kill terrorist families to defeat militant movements would defy every norm that is America. Trump responded, they can kill us, but we can't kill them. Fuck you. Anybody watch the debate last night?
No.
Somehow.
No.
Some way, I sat through the whole fucking thing. It's probably why I passed the fuck out when I got home today. It was just, they were all yelling at each other, and then the Ohio governor going, guys, you guys can't fight with each other. We need to fix the country. And then Chris Christie, who I think did the best out of all of them, because Jeb and Donald fought each other, like got into childish name calling. Rubio and Cruz
Poopy
fought
head.
Each other. Basically, that's exactly what happened. And then Bush would just respond with, you can't insult your way to the White House. And Trump's like, I'm leading 41%, so I don't know what you're talking about. And then Cruz and Rubio were going back and forth on policies to the point where it's boring as shit. And Christie just goes, so if you want somebody who really hasn't been a part of the Senate or House of Representatives, I'm your guy because I know how to make decisions, even if it's bad ones, alluding to the whole bridge thing.
Touche, so, though. I mean,
yeah,
be fair.
He's like, you can sit here and listen to these guys talk about policies or you have someone who's just going to get it done. And then he called Putin a little bitch. So,
ouch. Wow.
Never mind. Not him.
But,
he never said a little bitch, but the words he used basically said someone needs to put him in his place, and I think he's the fat man to do it. So Chris Christie, to me, has gained a lot of steam. Trump just trumped it up. Bush stooped down to Trump's level. Rand Paul and Cruz and Rubio are fighting for second, and then there's a bunch of other people on there. There was a woman on the stage, too. Did not know Republicans had those. Did not know that. apparently, she's just fighting for life. I don't know if you guys watched the first Democrat debate of that one guy. All he said was, can I get some time? Can I have my time? She did the same thing of, well, if you let me talk, I'd have a point. And then they got to her, and her point was stupid. So she just reiterated something somebody else had said, or just said, well, when I was the CEO of a company that I ended up getting indicted for, I did this. So it was bad. But that's the Republican debate. Donald Trump's leading the polls right now. Good chance he will be our president, or Fuhrer, whatever word you would like to use for it. And that's all I got for celebrity / hybrid of political news.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was kind of neat how you just kind of snuck that political stuff in there. Like,
well, that's a big thing. If you actually like look at where I get my news sources, which is the Facebook feed, what is trending, #, most of it is fucking politics because of the GOP debate being on last night.
You skipped the Kung Fu Panda 3.
Obviously,
that must have just happened.
Oh.
Because that was it. Actually, I still don't have it.
Oh.
I got something about a Pokken tournament, too, but I don't know what the fuck that was.
Pokken, really?
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
No idea. Maybe it's a Pokemon tournament.
So, okay. Something else just popped in the feed, and we'll do this, and then we'll call it a night. Nintendo company releases a patent showing a video game controller made out of a touchscreen. A patent was filed for an LCD or an OLED screen controller with analog sticks, basically a Wii U controller, which would come through the display of the touchscreen. Nintendo has not confirmed it would develop the console. So they basically patent their Wii U controller again. And that's all I got for celeb news / politics.
Slash
Frank,
gaming.
What do you got going on? / gaming. Frank, what do you got going on?
What do you got going on?
I've got the Twitter machine at the Daysman Show, where you can tweet me or follow me or yell at me or whatever. Maybe, hopefully, possibly, updates could be coming to thedaysmanshow.com. Due to my expert in the field is graduating in 3 days.
So he's just going to get drunk.
So maybe. He's also going to get hammered when he after he graduates, so he might forget everything he learned. I don't know.
Ow, fuck.
Yeah, take that, bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Karma.
God damn it.
Bitch.
Bit me by accident.
Yeah,
yeah by
I'm
accident.
Pretty sure it was.
Good girl.
Everybody called bullshit on that one. Gibby, what do you got going on?
PCM at dacemanshow@gmail.com.
And finally, fun bags. What do you got going on? You've been MIA for 2 months.
Again, I don't have much going on. I need a new car, so I don't have a life.
So if you want to go GoFundMe
to
give me money so I can just burn it in front of her instead of her getting a car.
Please do it.
We'll set up
a donate
for that.
I would donate.
Sounds like a plan. I appreciate that.
It's what we do here.
It is.
Yeah.
We bring pain and misery to the masses. Check out everything going on at fanboysanonymous.com. Check out alltimewrestling.net, where they now have an archive footage system going on, where you can see all the classic matches of me, because I don't go anymore. So watch the classic stuff. But you can check out the new stuff every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern, at Williamstown, New Jersey. That's pretty much it.
You mean in Williamstown, New Jersey?
In Williamstown, whatever. Follow me on Twitter at the Daceman. Follow the show's Twitter at the Daceman Show. Again, email Gibby. Tell him he's a shithead.
Are we doing anything special for the next two shows, or is it just business as usual?
I assume one's going to be a recap show, one's going to be a usual show. So probably the last one will be a recap. So if you have a favorite moment, this is to the panelists here. If you remember an episode, just let me know, and I'll go back and find a clip and play it again. It'll feature our interviews that we've done this year and some of our funnier moments, so we'll probably get at least 30 minutes out of it.
Okay.
So check all that out. I've got like 3 weeks off coming up, so I
getting
plan
famous.
On doing a lot more
hashtag.
To get famous. And I've actually looked into certain things that I plan on doing, and hopefully we'll be able to announce next week on the show. We shall
hashtag.
See if it comes to fruition.
Hashtag riding your coattail.
Hashtag Dace stand up.
Hashtag
Wait, does this mean we're,
Frank
does this
in the
mean
shadows.
We're gonna start filming again?
I would like to.
Yay!
But keep everything, keep your ears and eyes to the Dace Man Show YouTube, and so for the few.
The proud.
For the proud. For the proud. And for the Dacetacular.
I wish I could say this was a pleasure, but it really wasn't. So who are we kidding?